Time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company providing life-changing nutrition information to all those that will listen.
And all those that are willing.
I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and it is a pleasure to have you join us today. If you have a friend suffering from migraines, or maybe a family member that suffer from migraines, well, then you'll want to stay tuned. Every week, as I prepare for the show, I am amazed at all the nutritional connections to health problems. We know that there is a strong connection to what you're putting in your mouth in migraine headaches. You know, we know that, but I bet that's a new thought for a lot of people.
You know, it really is, Dar. I know I'm jumping in here before mm-hmm. I'm even introduced,
that's
but
right.
I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, yeah. Registered nurse, and I worked in psychiatric nursing for many years. And we used to, people with that suffered from migraines used to end up on the psychiatric unit because they thought it was a psychiatric problem.
Oh, yes.
Now I know it's a nutrition problem.
It's a food problem, yes. So that's Wendy Kate Stancer. She's a registered nurse. She's a nutrition counselor. And she is very busy every week seeing people and teaching many of our nutrition classes. So, hey, Wendy. Let's play a game today.
Okay, what do you have up your sleeve, Dar?
Well, I want to play a guessing game with people.
Okay, great. So, I love games.
So, I hope people are listening because we're going to pose a question to our listeners. And let's see how many people can guess this answer. The number one question, da-da-da, is what are the three most common food chemicals associated with migraine headaches? Now, what did I say? I said food
chemicals. Yes, you said food chemicals. So if you know the answer, call in, and the first caller with the right answer will win a free pass for our Jumpstart Your Metabolism class in Woodbury on May 27th at the Uplift Fitness for Women. The number to call us this morning is 651-641-1071. So let's give them the question again.
Okay, the number one question is, what are the three most common food chemicals that will give you a migraine, or that it will give other people migraines, or that is associated with having migraine headaches?
So if you think you know the answer, 641-1071. And I think we already have a caller, right?
We do. We have Kathy on the line, so... Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have the answer.
I think I do.
All right.
I'm going to say, first of all, it's got to be MSG.
Right on.
Yeah. And then I'm guessing artificial sweeteners like aspartame.
Right on.
Good job.
Okay. And then I'm a little tentative about this, but I'm going to go with sulfites.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, perfect.
You are perfect. You're the winner.
She is the winner.
Woo-hoo!
So, all right, Kathy. That's fabulous.
So, Kathy, stay on the line, and Ray will take your name and number so that we can send you out a gift certificate. So I think what we should do is we still have...
Do we have some smart listeners or what?
Yeah, we do. We have Paulus that stayed on the line, and we're just going to... Hi, Paula. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Paula?
Oh, did she hang up on us?
Maybe she did. Maybe she's gone. Okay. Well, that's okay.
Kathy that was won. Fun. I think we should probably do something again. We'll come up with another question maybe later. Wasn't that fun?
Yes. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so, sulfites.
Sulfites. So where would you find sulfites? Well, wine. Wine.
Yeah.
And I think this is so common for many people that if they have a glass of wine, they know they'll get a migraine headache. But one of the things that, and I learned this actually from a client this week, Wendy, is that when you go to Europe, if you have a glass of wine in, say, France, it has minimal amounts of sulfites.
Nobody gets sick in France from wine or food.
Or food. And they eat all this butter. They drink wine and they have butter and they have wonderful desserts and they come back and they've lost weight.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
But here in the United States, wine has a lot of sulfites, very high level of sulfites. Mm-hmm. So that's one that you probably have to avoid. So what's another?
Well, dried fruit. I think a lot of people don't realize that there's sulfites in dried fruit, too.
And that's
right.
And I think, if I remember right, that's one of the times that I would get the wavy lines and a beginning of a... So it keeps me away from dried fruits for sure.
Yep. So. And MSG.
MSG.
Monosodium glutamate. It's found everywhere. Everywhere. Canned broth, fast food, deli meats, frozen dinners, canned soups, many restaurant foods. I would say it's safe to say any chain restaurant.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Asian food, soy sauce, salad dressings.
Yes. Now, that's a lot of food, and it's hidden in so many different things.
Right, and even if a product says natural flavorings, there's MSG in there.
That's right. But the neat thing is, isn't it, if you eat real vegetables, like if you go to the farmer's market this morning and you get real vegetables, no MSG.
Yes.
And if you get real steak or real chicken,
right,
no MSG.
Right.
And even they have, there's a vendor at the St. Paul Farmer's Market that has sausages with little blueberries in it.
Oh, yum. And you told me about those. I didn't find them. I have to
And no look. MSG, no nitrates, nothing that's bad in those. And they taste great. So there's
just blueberries.
Just blueberries, wild blueberries, and chicken, I think.
That sounds
turkey.
Great.
Yeah, they're very good. So let's talk about NutraSweet aspartame. We could talk and talk and talk and talk, couldn't we?
Yeah, and I think migraine, isn't it the most complained about substance in the FDA?
Yes, the aspartame. Yes.
The aspartame?
Yes. So
headaches.
Headaches.
But it's everywhere again.
Yep.
Diet soda.
Yes, and, you know, but look, think about this, diet puddings.
Yes.
I have so many clients that they want to eat these diet puddings before they go to bed. Well, those diet yogurts. I mean, the low-fat yogurts, aspartame, any kind of low sugar besides, of course, the 7-Up, the Pop, the Cokes, all the diet drinks have, almost all of them have aspartame in them now.
Oh, sure.
So.
And the yogurts, the skinny yogurts that people try to eat to get some good bacteria and lose weight, aspartame.
So if you are a migraine sufferer, those are three chemicals that you really have to be on the lookout for. You know, the MSG, the sulfites, and the aspartame or NutraSweet.
Yep.
Definitely. Okay. And there may be more that we're going to talk about.
There may be. So can we play another game?
Sure.
Because why don't we do this instead of me telling people how many percent of the population experience migraines at some point in their life, we could have them guess.
Okay. That sounds
so
great.
So this is the question.
Okay. Question number two
is, how many percent of the people in the United States experience a migraine at some point in their life? If you think you have the answer to that question, give us a call at
651-641.
Yeah, I should have just kept going.
1071. So now, what's the question again?
What percentage of the population of people in the United States experience a migraine at some point in their life?
Oh, we've got a caller right
okay.
here.
Okay.
Wow, we've got fast dialers this
morning. Oh, we do, don't we? This is
good morning,
great.
Mary. Welcome to Dishing Up. Yes, you have an answer for us.
I'm going to guess 70.
70%. Wrong. Yeah. Too high. Too high.
Thanks too high, but that's good.
That's good.
Great. So
thanks for the call.
Okay.
And, good morning, Beth. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Beth? Hello? Beth?
This is Jody.
Okay. Oh, Jody. Well, Jody. We'll take...
Okay. Jody, you're on.
I think 25%.
Well, you're getting close. Very close, but not quite right.
Should we say higher or lower?
Well, it's lower, but let's catch Beth here.
Okay.
Good morning, Beth. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to guess 35%.
Wrong. this is really a hard question. So
it's fun, though.
Yes, it is. So let's go to Esther.
So still my answer.
Hi, Esther. This is...
Hi.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yeah.
What's your guess?
20%.
20%?
You're...
Perfect. That's exactly right.
You win a free pass to the Woodbury Jumpstart Your Metabolism.
And okay.
And Esther, stay on the line because Ray will get your phone number, and then
okay.
we'll call you later and send you out a gift certificate.
Okay.
So thank you.
Oh, that's fun. This is so fun. I love it. I love it. I feel like I'm on a game show. So, but let's repeat that because that's huge. Is it any wonder that up to 20% of people in the United States experience a migraine at some point in their life? Our food is overloaded with chemicals.
So if to put things in perspective, because what does 20% mean? Well, I just heard as I was driving to the studio this morning that 4% of our population are gay and lesbian people. And, you know, I think most of us know people that are gay.
Everybody does.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And I know from other research that 10% of the population is chemically dependent. My guess in Minnesota is higher than that, but nationwide.
You think so?
Because I think every other person in Minnesota is chemically dependent almost. It seems as though that. So, but 10%. So 20% of the population. Think about that.
Yes. Yeah, that's huge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. At some time, and some people experience it every day. So, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, a few times in my life, I experienced this kind of ocular, you know, this migraine that kind of has different colors, and then you end up with an uncomfortable headache. Well, I've just experienced kind of the baby migraine, not a full-blown one. But we have really helped lots of people that have serious, serious migraine attacks. And so we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about that. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you life-changing nutrition education. So let's talk about chocolate milk. You know, my granddaughter Willow had a hard time saying no to chocolate milk this last fall at school. But her mom had taught her well, such as a little half pint of chocolate milk contains 7.5 teaspoons of sugar. The second ingredient in that is sugar. She knows sugar tastes good, but it's not good for her. That grip-and-go chocolate milk container now from Land O'Lakes, it's kind of new on the market, actually has 41 grams of carbohydrates or over 10 teaspoons of sugar. So if you're confused about what to feed your kids this summer, when we come back, Wendy's going to talk about a great class we have coming up. It's a kids class. It's coming up in Forest Lake. And if you have other questions about migraines, 651-641-1071.
Living life out loud on FM 107.1.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutritional counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and we are sharing nutritional tips on how to avoid migraines. If we were talking about kids before we went on break.
Talking about chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
And how many teaspoons of sugar?
Of sugar and high fructose corn syrup they put in there,
and,
too.
Yes, they do.
If you want your kids to eat better, we have just the class for you. It's called Foods to Build Happy Focus Kids. We will be teaching this class at Forest Lake High School on June 23rd from 6:30 to 8:30. Just go and check our website, weightandwellness.com, or call our office for more information, 651-699-3438.
You know, Wendy, I'm kind of excited the fact that we're teaching at the Forest Lake High School.
Yes.
I'm envisioning a great big room filled with people, you know, people from Pine City, all those areas up around Forest Lake. And I know the show reaches all the way up to Hinckley, people coming down from Hinckley taking this class. This is a fun class. And it's
a great class for anyone that has kids. And I get so excited when I have kids come in to see me
mm-hmm.
because it's like I would have loved to have this information when I was, you know, 6, 7, 8, 11, or had my mom teaching me these things.
I think it's like, well, like Willow, she's 6 years old.
Right.
And she can really identify the foods that are not healthy for her And she can really make the right choice.
And even the clowns that aren't healthy, right?
Right. You know, she just said, well, I picked white milk. You know?
Good for her.
Yes. And I said, good girl. Great. Isn't that great?
That is wonderful. So if we can start them younger. It's just fabulous.
Exactly. Yep.
So back to our conversation on migraines. And right. We were talking about, you know, I mean, I talked about as a psych nurse, many, many times we had migraine sufferers because they thought it was a psychological problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we would have to keep them in a very dark room, you know, with all the shades pulled, not even one little bit of light. We had to be very quiet. You know, sometimes we had to take our shoes off to walk in the room because any noise would just upset them. And it was amazing to me how people suffered.
Yes.
You know, they would vomit and they would, you know, just not able to keep any food down. They would get dehydrated. We have to sometimes, you know, put them on IV medications.
Okay.
So and now, you know, I mean, I wish again I would have known all that stuff.
Right.
Back then.
Right.
Because people seem to come to nutrition as their last hope.
Yes.
After medication has not really helped. Or they have had many side effects from the medication, not to mention these rebound headaches that you actually get from medication.
I know. I've had many clients that had rebound headaches from medications.
Yeah.
So then you got double things that you have to work with. You have to work with a real migraine.
Yes.
And then you have to work with these rebound migraines.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. And a lot of these medications are really hard to get people off of. They're very addicting.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. You know, they are. So step one, we teach people how to eliminate foods with sulfites. No more wine or dried fruit. And of course, stop aspartame, diet pop, sugar-free Jell-O, and try to make sure they stay away from MSG.
And we know that migraines are often usually caused by food intolerance. You know, there's research conducted way back in 1991, and they found chocolate to be a migraine-provoking food. And sad for chocolate lovers, but if you get a migraine every time you eat a chocolate, very soon you won't push that chocolate button to get a shock.
Well, it's kind of like sticking your finger in the socket, right? You get a shock. You eat chocolate.
You get a
migraine.
Yep. You get a brain shock. So
a brain shock. So we hear the word migraine, but we often ask, you know, what is really going on? What causes migraines?
Yeah, what causes migraines?
And I think if you ask a doctor, they might have some theories, but we don't really get a good answer. I know, you know, we dealt with these people on the psychiatric unit, but nobody could tell me, you know, really why.
And you said before, like they have such painful headaches that they vomit. And
yes,
nausea.
Exactly.
Really, really serious, isn't it?
Right. It can actually be life-threatening if you can't get fluids in. And they become very sensitive, like I said, to this noise or light. So we had to keep their rooms very dark, sometimes take our shoes off if they weren't rubber-soled shoes. And people with migraine often, you know, they need to have a dark, quiet room to try to escape from the pain.
So migraines result from altered blood flow to or through the brain. This altered blood flow is often associated with an allergic response to foods such as chocolate or a food chemical such as MSG. So think of that. It's
right.
Just, it is an altered blood flow to the brain or through the brain. That's what it is. That's what a migraine is.
Associated with an allergic response to food.
Yeah.
So it is almost like the allergic reaction to the chemical or the food caused a pothole interrupting the blood flow. Now, we can relate to potholes here in Minnesota, can't we?
It's yes, like, we can.
A detour then occurs, but the detour is a bumpy road filled with sharp rocks and washed out areas, throwing off the normal brain balance.
I think, you know, and that, when you talk about...
It's a great
about,
visual.
It is. When you talk about that, I think about, you know, you're going, taking a drive up north... Go up north, and you get a detour.
Up north,
and you're going through this road with all the rough, bumpy, washed out, and that's what's, And so what happens, that's exactly what happens with this interrupted blood flow. And then what happens is the brain goes into kind of an alarm mode and you get a migraine because we're
an alarming migraine.
Yes. So, Wendy, before we go on, let's take a break.
Okay.
You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. This weekend, you will no doubt be firing up the grill. So just grill an extra steak for Tuesday's lunch. And so then when you go to work on Tuesday, just make a steak salad with a lot of raw salad greens and some raw vegetables. You know, throw in a half a avocado sliced up and then top it with olive oil. And then you chop up your steak and you put it on and you have a delicious salad that will get you rebalanced for the work week and you will be full of energy and feeling great. You know, it's good nutrition that is also very easy.
And we like easy.
Yes. And if you have questions about migraines, it's 651-641-1071.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Before we went on break, Dar was talking about grilling up an extra steak and having it for your salad on Tuesday. And I want to say that another favorite salad I like to make to take to work is grilled salmon salad. I add the grilled salmon to some salad greens, throw in some tomatoes, sliced radishes fresh from the farmer's market, and again, fresh from the farmer's market, asparagus. And I'm going there today to get some. Saute some asparagus in olive oil and a little bit of sea salt. Add that to the mix, and you have a wonderful salmon salad that supplies me with omega-3 fatty acids and antioxidants from the vegetables. And, of course, I add a nice serving of olive oil dressing. And I like to use a little lemon oil on my in my olive oil. That makes it nice and fresh.
I think for salmon, that really makes it very nice.
Oh, it's yummy.
Yeah. We have lots of callers, so let's take a few here. Good morning, Michelle. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi there.
I just wanted to say that I had suffered headaches since I was about 5 years old, chronic headaches, and never knew what had caused them, but as I aged, they got worse and worse. I was getting or having two a week. I started seeing a neurologist, and I got to the point where she started suggesting psychotropic medications as a preventative, and I got so fed up that I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a coworker of mine said that maybe you're allergic to gluten.
Smart co-worker.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. It was a God thing. Anyways, and at the same time, I had been taking your classes.
Oh, okay.
All at the same time. So I knew God was sending me a message there. Anyways, I decided to go off the gluten, all the wheat products, and at the same time sugar, and the headaches disappeared. That's did not return.
Fantastic. In fact,
yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Yes.
And don't you wish you would have known that when you were five?
Yep. I know. And I got to tell you one other thing. It
caused
obesity in me. I dropped weight like there was no tomorrow.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. It was the causal factor of obesity because when I look back at photos of me at the age of five also, I was obese.
Yep.
So.
Wonderful story. Thanks so much.
Because
we wanted to talk about gluten today. So that's a great, great story. Thanks, Michelle.
Okay.
Definitely, it definitely feels like a God thing, doesn't it,
yes,
Michelle?
Yes, it does.
Yep, so, that's great.
Let's take another caller here.
Okay.
Let's see. Anne, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yeah, I didn't start having migraines until I started with menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to track, you know, everything I'm eating before, and it's like there's no rhyme or reason to what's going on.
Well, we work with a lot of people that is another time when people start to develop migraines. And basically, it's imbalance of your hormones. And typically, for most women that are going into menopause, don't you agree with this, Wendy? Most women have too much estrogens, and they might not be the most healthy.
Definitely an imbalance, exactly.
But usually, if we can help people balance out that estrogen and progesterone levels, and you do that with food, I mean, really, because you
have
to.
That's where you always start.
Yes. And it's not like you go and have a prescription of those things. You start balancing out with food, and you help your liver detox some of those extra estrogens out of your body, and usually almost 100% of the time, people will get rid of their migraines. So that's one of the, we work with many people like that.
Wow.
So it's a workable solution, let me tell you.
Can I get some information about your classes?
Sure. You know what? Go.
The best place to do is go to our web. Do you have a computer?
No, I don't, but I can just go to your website. And...
Yep.
Yeah. It's okay. weightandwellness.com, or also call our office at 651-699-3438, and they'll gladly have a conversation with you and send you whatever you need.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Anne. Yeah, we want you to feel better.
Yes. So let's, we were talking kind of before we went on break about, your brain gets off balance and you kind of get a migraine. It kind of goes into this alarm mode and you get a migraine.
Right. Yeah, and we want to talk about foods to stay away from, but also there are deficiencies that we have in our diets, food deficiencies. Like one of them is omega-3, that it's a fatty acid, and a lot of our brain is made up of that.
And, that's like your salmon salad, Wendy.
There's my salmon.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's omega-3s.
And magnesium. And I also get some of that from our salmon, but it's hard to get in your food. But these are our two favorite nutrients, our omega-3 fatty acids and our magnesium.
So it is logical that these two nutrients would be involved. Our brain is basically made up of omega-3 fatty acids. It's more than 60% of your brain is omega-3 fatty acids. And then again, the main mineral in your brain is magnesium. So, makes sense.
Yep. Omega-3 is also a natural blood thinner, so it keeps the blood flowing through your brain. And magnesium relaxes the blood vessels so that constrictions don't occur. So basically what it's kind of doing, these two supplements are filling in those potholes for us, Dar.
Exactly. That's a great, yes it is, Wendy. Very nice. Nutrition, we believe, is so logical. It is simple, logical, and powerful. And you may hear this all the time from misinformed professionals and friends that it doesn't matter what you eat. But I think more and more people are getting wise. It's just like the lady that called in that had a gluten sensitivity since she was 5. She got wise. So maybe if you don't want to feel well, then keep eating those muffins filled with trans fats and keep drinking the diet pop. But, maybe you better stop me, Wendy, before I get on my soapbox.
Too late. Too late.
I think we better take a quick break
here.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. Have you ever wondered who makes an appointment with a nutritionist and why? Let me highlight a few reasons why clients saw me this week. I had a Division I football player looking to gain some weight. Nice young man. I had a lady with severe intestinal issues experiencing very, very troublesome constipation. Very troublesome. I had a client with ulcerative colitis. I had a young woman with bipolar disorder. I had a man wanting to manage his cholesterol through nutrition. I had a client with an eating disorder. I had a client wanting to lose 80 pounds. I had a client with a skin condition called rosacea. I had a client that just wanted to stop drinking pop.
Yay.
So, and I'm sure you have seen
looks
many.
Looks very similar to my list this week.
Okay. So many reasons and many more and more people are realizing that nutrition is really the core to physical and mental health. So questions on migraine, 651-641-1071.
FM 107.1. Laugh along. Why hit the snooze when you can laugh along? Ian and Marjorie.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have a little vocal lesson here.
What's that?
Imitate me.
Imitate me.
Imitate me. You win.
Ian and Marjorie. Laugh along. Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on FM 107.1. FM 107.1.
Yeah.
Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, and I'm here with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist. Next Wednesday, nutrition educator Kristen Gunderson will be teaching Jumpstart Your Metabolism in Woodbury. And you are definitely going to have fun in that class. It's a great
sure.
class, and with Kristen teaching, it'll be fabulous. So because of the cold spring weather, you may have put off jumpstarting your metabolism, but I promise you Kristen will make the class fun. And you will learn lots about how the right nutrition can really get that metabolism going. So sign up today by calling 651-699-3438. And Kristen herself will get you registered. She's at our St. Paul office today. Hi, Kristen.
So, you know, we had a couple of callers, or actually some people that left messages or emailed us. One of the questions is, do you think that sun-dried tomatoes would cause migraines? And I wouldn't think so. I think those sun-dried tomatoes are really safe.
I do, too.
And the other one, do you think that stevia would cause migraines? I don't think so.
I don't either.
And I would say I'd caution people to make sure that it's just plain.
It's just stevia.
Yeah, and not any of these other sweeteners that they're starting to add things to. Just plain stevia and maybe even the liquid stevia so that it's just one half of a drop.
Right.
Probably all you really need.
Yeah, that's the kind of stevia I really like to use. And then we have a caller, too.
And we have another caller. Flo, you have a question for us today. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yes, good morning. Have you ever heard of phantom headaches?
No. I think I've heard it, but I really don't know what that means.
Okay, well, all my adult life I've had headaches. And the first neurologist that I saw said I have fused vertebrae in my neck after x-rays were taken. And then he said, well, I can see why you have headaches. You have fused vertebrae. So I accepted that for many years. Well, then my doctor was starting to give me Fiornal and go to find out that causes rebound headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Then my rheumatologist put me on Trazodone for sleep, and one of the side effects is headaches. So I'm off of both Fiornal and Trazodone, and I no longer have headaches, but I have phantom headaches. And I think that...
Oh, is that like once you remove a limb, you have a phantom pain?
Yes.
Ah.
So is that strange or what?
It's very strange.
That is strange.
Are you taking...
I've never heard of anything like that.
You know, I would try... What I would try is doing some of the things we were talking about before is some omega-3 and some magnesium.
Which I am taking on a regular basis now.
Okay, good. Not enough, though.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how much you're taking, but
two things you'd recommend.
About, you know, at least 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams of omega-3s and probably around 600 milligrams of magnesium glycinate
per day. Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
How much are you taking now?
Pardon me?
Is that more than you're taking now?
I don't know. I mean, I take them every day, but I don't know. The bottles are not...
Okay.
Accessible right now.
Yeah.
Well, look, and if you have any more questions, just call our office.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah, so, yes.
We learned something every time we do the show.
Yes. So.
Where were we?
We were talking about migraines, and we were going to talk about culprits.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so some other culprits that can cause migraines, believe it or not, as Michelle discovered, is often gluten found in wheat, rye, barley, and oats.
And we almost always consider gluten intolerance as a source of a chronic headache condition, especially migraines. So you might say, why gluten? Yeah, well, that's a good question. Gluten sensitivity often results in alterations of the blood flow to the brain. It causes inflammation. So we eliminate the gluten for many people.
The tricky part about eliminating gluten is that it is in so many foods. It's not just in bread, pasta, and crackers. My husband is gluten sensitive, and we're always checking labels. Oh. You know, we have a list of products to carefully avoid. Soy sauce, deli meat, ice cream cones, ice cream, and frozen or boxed meals, soups, sauces, gravies.
And I bet if you go to a restaurant and want to order some soup.
Very hard.
Yes, because they have a little bit of... Usually they have a little bit of MSG in them, don't they?
Exactly.
And we know MSG has gluten in it. So there's a lot of tricks to trying to
getting to really cleaning up the gluten.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So So many of our clients are surprised that when they change their food choices, their migraines decrease and are often eliminated. You know, Wendy, a couple of clients stick out in my mind, and one of the more serious migraine headache sufferers that I've worked with, and she would be in bed 3 weeks with pain and nausea and fatigue out of the month, 3 weeks out of the month. And then she'd be semi-okay for 1 week, and then she'd have an attack again. And I know that we really need to take a break, so we're going to do that and come back to that. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Summer break is almost here, and it's time to start planning ahead for some fun activities with your family. You know, one of those fun activities could be attending our Weight and Wellness series. What a great way to spend some time together, learning about how you can feel your best by just eat well, eating good food. 6-week series starts July 6th, so kind of mark it on your calendar. And you can check our website, weightandwellness.com, for all the different times and locations that will fit your schedule. So we'll be back in a minute.
Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you experience more than one migraine headache a year, then I recommend booking a consultation with one of our nutritional counselors. You can make an appointment with me. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer. At our White Bear Lake office, or I'm also in St. Paul every Wednesday, or with Dar or Cara or in St. Paul, or in Wayzata, Cassie. Cara's in Wayzata too, right?
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. You're in Wayzata too.
I am too.
Okay. And then Anna's in St. Paul. and our newest addition, is it Tamara?
Tamara.
Tamara, yep. In St. Paul. All of us have extensive experience helping people become headache-free. And it's such a pleasure to, you know, for me, Dar, you know, I say this every show, but, you know, all those years I spent in nursing, giving people more and more and more medications, mm-hmm. you know, trying behavior modification. I remember this lady, you know, and she was one of these people that, I mean, she was addicted to Demerol, Fiorinol, and Cafragot, which is what they were giving her for her migraine headache. And she, you know, we'd locked her out of her room. She sat in the middle of the hallway wailing.
Wow. Wow.
Wanting these medications for her headache. It was just awful. It was, you know, and gosh, you know, we could have, now well, I see every day. I mean, I'm just so glad I'm here.
Thank you.
That's all I got to say.
So we were talking about my clients, you know, and I, just a couple that have stuck out in my mind that, you know, the thing is a lot of people come in and we suggest a couple of things and their migraine goes away. But we have a few clients that we might have to work with them for 3 or 4 months or a year or
right.
two. And I'm thinking about especially the one client, and I did have to work with her.
It was
many,
a very serious case.
Many, many, you know, if you're in bed for 3 weeks out of the month and then you just have sort of 1 week a month that you're semi-functioning.
So where would you even start with someone like that?
Well, you know, she's really a very serious case. Where did I start? Well, you know, I started basically with, I took her off gluten and mm-hmm. I took her off of MSG. I took her off of all the food chemicals and I got her eating just balanced foods like, you know, breakfast, a little meat, little vegetables, good fat. I had her eat a snack. I had the same kind of thing for lunch. And guess what?
What?
In about 3 to 4 weeks, she had less headaches.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
I mean, that's just so wonderful. I mean, that I can't even imagine living life like that. Can you?
No. But you know, she wasn't totally free. And she did have this habit of, and I think it's because she had migraines so long, she liked her Diet Coke.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we tackled that one.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, and then I would guess, you know, you added some magnesium.
I did.
Right?
Yeah, I had a lot of magnesium and because I wanted to relax the blood vessels and to help her sleep. And I also recommended, you know, again, eating 6 times a day, drinking 10 glasses of filtered water. And again, she
because
has less headaches.
Dehydration.
Yes, dehydration.
Make them worse. But, and my guess is, too, that, you know, with this lady we were talking about, she probably had the hormone imbalance, too, being three weeks out of the month.
Right. And exactly.
So did you give her estro factors?
I did. I added estro factors. And estro factors is a supplement from Metagenics that helps to detox the extra estrogens, and it supports our liver's ability to do that. You know, it isn't something that gives you diarrhea or any of that stuff.
Right.
It just helps your liver get rid of some of these extra estrogens. And maybe she had extra estrogens because she'd been on
pain medication
for so long.
Yeah, because those medications really do tax our liver,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then you probably gave her some omega-3 fatty acids that we talked about, too, to mm-hmm. help her with her brain, right?
Yep, and several months later, she had many less headaches, and they weren't as painful either.
Or debilitating, right?
Yes. Then I added another supplement, and it's called Petidolex. And it's a natural herbal remedy. Petidolex contains ingredients from a butterbur plant. And it's been used in Europe for 50 years to help people with migraines.
You know, Europe is way ahead of us with these supplements and these natural things to help us, it seems,
doesn't
it? They
seem to be. Yes, they are.
And it's been tested in Europe for years. It's very popular. And the results from double-blind studies conducted by medical doctors indicate that the Petidolex group had significantly less attacks, fewer migraine days, less pain, and shorter duration of attacks than those taking a placebo or sugar pill. Results with no known side effects. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Because these other medications have horrendous side effects.
Yes.
They just do.
So really, when you're working with someone with migraines, it takes a lot of problem solving and a lot of listening. And it's a little bit of a trial and error, and sometimes we get it right the first time, and sometimes we have to support a person's body step by step. Now, I had mentioned before that I've had just kind of baby migraines. I've never had the full-blown. Have you ever had a really, really full-blown migraine?
Well, I am very sensitive to MSG.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I have to be really, really careful. I mean, I even went to a very healthy grocery store
mm-hmm.
and got some buffalo, what I thought was great, you know, buffalo chili.
Sounds good to me.
It did, but that afternoon I could barely get through my clients because I had such severe pain.
Okay.
And then what I discovered later is that what was in there was textured vegetable protein,
mm-hmm.
MSG.
And so, you know, so you have to kind of keep looking, and we think we're being careful sometimes, and it's amazing.
You think we're eating healthy?
Yeah, and then sometimes they sneak up on us.
Yes, they do.
So I think if you have questions about migraines and you want to talk to one of us, just call our office. It's 651-699-3438.
Or sign up for our pain and inflammation class,
yes.
too. I interrupted you.
Yep.
651-699-3438. Pain and inflammation, that'd be a great class to start with. Or a consultation would be fabulous also.
Have a great day.
Thanks for listening today. And we know that food can either be the problem.
Or we want it to be your solution.
All right. Have a great weekend.